Section 2. Engaging students and continuous improvement. Once learning intentions and success criteria are established, the next step is to design lessons that actively engage students. According to the SecEd article Engaging Pupils, Well-Planned Lessons, there are 5 key strategies that can help create lessons that motivate and captivate students. Making connections. Link new learning to what students already know. This helps them understand the relevance of new information and makes it easier to retain. Clarity and relevance. Ensure that your learning intentions and success criteria are not only clear to you but also meaningful to the students. When students understand the purpose behind the learning, they are more likely to stay engaged. Active learning. Incorporate interactive elements in your lessons. Activities that involve students actively working with the content, rather than passively listening, foster greater ownership of the learning process. Ongoing assessment. Use formative assessments throughout your lesson to check student understanding and adapt your teaching based on their needs. This real-time feedback loop helps keep students on track. Reflection and feedback. Build opportunities for students to reflect on their own learning and provide timely feedback that guides them toward improvement. These strategies are essential for creating engaging lessons that not only deliver content but also involve students in their own learning journey. As highlighted by Education Scotland, engagement is crucial for effective teaching, and when combined with clear learning intentions and success criteria, it leads to deeper learning. Beyond lesson planning, reflection plays a critical role in continuous improvement. The HIG-EAS framework emphasizes the need for teachers to regularly reflect on their practice. This can be done through self-evaluation, peer feedback, and participating in moderation cycles. Reflection allows you to assess the strengths and areas for improvement in your lessons, helping you refine your teaching over time. Moreover, the National Drivers reminds us that Scotland's national priorities, such as embedding literacy, numeracy, and health and well-being into lessons, are essential for ensuring that students receive a well-rounded education. Lessons should not only focus on academic success but also equip students with the broader skills they need for life beyond school. Incorporating equity and inclusion into lesson planning is also critical, as highlighted in the national frameworks. Teachers must ensure that their lessons are accessible to all students, regardless of their background or ability. This means considering the diverse needs of learners when planning, ensuring that every child has an opportunity to succeed. Through thoughtful lesson design, active learning strategies, and continuous reflection, teachers can create engaging, inclusive learning environments that inspire students and lead to sustained improvement over time. Thank you for joining us in this exploration of planning for success in Scottish schools. By focusing on clear learning intentions and success criteria, designing engaging lessons, and committing to continuous reflection and improvement, you can create a classroom environment where students thrive. Remember, effective teaching is not a one-time achievement but an ongoing journey. It involves collaboration with colleagues, engagement with national frameworks, and a willingness to reflect on and refine your practice. With these tools and strategies, you can ensure that every lesson counts and that you are supporting your students in their learning journey. Together, we can build classrooms where learning is visible, engaging, and impactful.